50 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. And that noise actually coming from my computer there, I was checking in on the Democratic sit-in there. The Supreme Court wasn't the only active place on Capitol Hill this morning. House Democrats were just about 24 hours into that sit-in on the House floor. The protest started yesterday around noon Eastern when GOP leaders refused to vote on two pieces of gun legislation. Republicans who controlled the chamber called the move a publicity stunt and proceeded to adjourn the chamber until July 5th. So what happens next? We caught up with Congressman Joaquin Castro of San Antonio this morning as the sit-in continued. Representative Castro, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
No, thanks for having me.
And so what is the mood on the floor after all these hours?
It's still very upbeat. Obviously, folks are tired. This has been going on for almost 24 hours now. But we felt like we had to take a stand on behalf of the American people because we've seen mass shooting after mass shooting, whether it was in Aurora, Colorado, in San Bernardino, in Orlando, in Charleston. And the answer from the Congress is always the same. They do absolutely nothing, even though 90% of Americans support background checks and 90% of Americans agree that if you're on the no-fly list, you shouldn't be able to get a gun until that's resolved. And so this was us taking action.
Well, where does the action go now? I understand the House is on recess until July 5th. What's the plan going forward?
Well, when we come back on July 5th, we're going to continue pressing and urging Speaker Ryan and the Republican majority to take action. Remember, this is a Republican-sponsored, these are Republican-sponsored bills that have bipartisan support. And the only thing we've been asking for is a vote. We're not certain that they're going to pass, but we've been asking for a vote because that's a minimum that a representative owes his or her constituents, is to stand up and be willing to take a vote. Sometimes those votes are tough. Sometimes as an elected official, you wish you didn't have to take them because you think maybe your opponent's going to use them in a future election. But when you come here to Washington or if you go to the state legislature in Austin, whenever you're an elected official, that's what you have signed up for, to take those tough votes.
So what are the logistics now? I mean, is this people getting up and starting to call it a day, or are you still tag teaming? What's going to happen on the floor between now and July 5th?
No, there's still many Democrats on the House floor, and we're going to strategize going forward. But the issue, we're going to keep the issue alive.
Now, House Speaker Paul Ryan has called this sit-in a publicity stunt, saying that if you know that the gun bills you're asking for a vote on have no chance of passing, why take the stand? So what do you say to Speaker Ryan?
That's really a ridiculous answer. Over the last few years, when Democrats controlled the Senate, there were thousands of votes that we took in the House of Representatives, which was Republican-controlled, that they knew had no chance of passing at all, that the president would never sign, that the Senate would never pass, yet they still put him up for a vote.
Now, it's my understanding that originally this sit-in was planned by Congressman John Lewis, and only a small group of House members knew about it ahead of time. How did you first hear about this sit-in plan?
Yesterday morning in our caucus meeting, I was told that John Lewis was going to take this action and wanted support. And, all of us have basically, like the American people, had enough of Congress not doing its job, seeing murder after murder after murder, and doing nothing about it, staying on the sidelines and remaining silent. And silence is not a solution here.
And you have not been silent during this this sit-in. How many times have you gotten up to speak?
Well, I spoke yesterday. I'm going to go to the floor in a bit and speak again. You can imagine there were probably 80 speakers or so yesterday, but all of us are going to keep it up.
Well, this has been a pretty curious media event, actually, because, of course, they turned off the cameras in there. But technology gives us a way to continue to see what's going on in the chamber, despite the official cameras being off. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, it really is amazing because, this is democracy in 2016. If this were 20 years ago, once you shut off those cameras, that would be it. The country would not have been able to see what was going on in that House chamber. You saw a similar version of that in Texas a few years ago with Wendy Davis, and so many folks were following it online, even though I fought for years to get the Texas legislature televised in a C-SPAN style television, and that never happened. But still, many people watched what happened a few years ago in Texas, and millions of Americans watched yesterday.
And is that your hope, I guess, that this momentum will continue until July 5th and that you'll be able to get something done?
Yeah, I mean, my hope is that the majority listens to the will of the people, the American people. Again, these bills enjoy 90% support. And even if they want to vote no, they ought to at least take a vote. That's the minimum requirement for representing the American people, is to at least put your name to a yes or no vote on something and let people know where you stand.
U.S. Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas, thank you so much again for taking the time.
Thank you.